Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Kingery. Batting second. The center fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Campbell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Clark. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. And now, play ball. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kingery strikes out. 1 out. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cotto hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis hits a line drive towards first. Upshaw catches it and steps on first to double up Cotto. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Franco hits a line drive into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Phelps hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Kingery. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Kingery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Jacoby trying to get to home. Kingery throws the ball into Valley, who tags Jacoby, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Clark moves to third. Tabler moves to second. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Glenn Wilson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Quiñones hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Valley and he is out, Reynolds applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Mike Kingery, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kingery is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingery takes first base on ball 4. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cotto is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alvin Davis, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wilson. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. Phelps hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder throws the ball into Bell, who tags Phelps trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Presley is 0 for 1 in the game. Presley hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Valley is 0 for 1 in the game. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingery. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell bunts in front of the plate. Valley catches it and throws to second to double up Tabler. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 1 in the game. Quiñones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Quiñones reaches second base with a double. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Upshaw. Quiñones moves to third. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kingery hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cotto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Quiñones scores. Reynolds moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mariners. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phelps hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 2 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valley is 0-for-2 in the game. Valley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Valley reaches second base with a double. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Valley trying to get to home. Franco throws to Allenson, who tags Valley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clark strikes out. Valley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Clark out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingery is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 2-0, Mariners. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Cotto. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Cotto steals second. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cotto scores. It's 3-0, Mariners. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phelps is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phelps hits a pop-up into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Quiñones. Chris Bando pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Chris Bando batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Bando moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, Mariners. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Indians 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Jeff Dedman now pitching. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Presley is 0 for 3 in the game. Presley strikes out. 1 out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quiñones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.